This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. So, this is Meditation Month. For me, every month is Meditation Month. Every day is Meditation Day. And sometimes, depending on where I am in my spiritual, emotional, even physical practice, every second can provide an opportunity for me to make a choice to go within and create my own sense of peace and calm through meditation. It has been the most significant practice of my life for over 25 years. I have been consciously incorporating various types of getting still and going within on a daily basis, sometimes as often as 6 or 7 times a day. Before my feet even hit the floor with my waking thought, every morning I am offering a gratitude meditation out to the cosmos. So notice I used the word consciously. When I began meditating on a regular basis, I realized that I had been meditating in some way, shape, or form my whole life. I simply didn't know that was what I was doing. I didn't know it was considered meditation. I didn't have the language for it. And interestingly enough, the same applied to my experience working with shamanic teachings. As a child, I would find places where I could go disconnect from the rest of the world. Most of the time, it was in a tree or out in nature somewhere. I remember growing up that we didn't have cell phones and video and all of that other stuff. So when I got up in the morning, my mom would say, "You need to go outside and play. You need to get the heck out of here." Well, most today's reality, that's not how it works. We dig into video games and it's so fast paced. So many times for me, that meant sitting in a tree or going for a walk or going for a bike ride. And I would find myself connecting with an invisible source, you know, that I consider creation. You can call it whatever you want, God, source, the universe. It really boils down to the same thing for me. It's creation. And for me, meditation provides an opportunity to go within, to create a sense of calm and peace, or to seek wisdom and guidance. And again, for me, anytime that I step into stillness and go within, I'm presented with an opportunity for direct revelation, for personal revelations. Sometimes those revelations are as simple as coming out of a meditation, realizing how the mindfulness practice can bring me that sense of greater peace. And other times I come out of a meditation as if I were in a dream and I've been provided what I consider like this super amazing download from somewhere, guides, spirit, creation, whatever you want to call it. And so when I really realized what meditation was, I began with a guided meditation. And every time the guide would say, "You are now," in my mind, I had to translate those words to, "I am now." Even when I listen to a guided meditation today, when the guide says, "You are now," I'm still translating it to, "I am now." I knew I couldn't be the only one that needed to hear meditations being presented in that way. So I began experimenting and creating these types of meditations for my clients and my friends, and teaching them. And people loved them, while simultaneously, my dear friend, colleague, soul sister, and teacher, Lori Lipton, was creating those same types of meditations using an iMessage and first-person language with her clients. And you're going to hear all about her own meditation practice in just a second. So we realized that this was an opportunity to provide something different, a different type of meditation than people are normally used to hearing that has the potential to change their lives and change their practice on many, many levels. And Lori is no stranger to my show. She's been a guest on many occasions. She is a renowned shamanic medium, a spiritual and meditation teacher. She teaches retreats and is an international best-selling author. And it has been one of my greatest honors to work with Lori, to learn from her as well, and share this meditative experience. So with that said, welcome to Soulful Living, Lori.
Thank you, Terry. It's an honor to be here today.
Yay. So let's share the list with the listeners a little bit about your own history with meditation.
So for me, it's not unlike your journey as a child. I would not say that I had a meditation practice, but I certainly lived in the present and felt connected to all living things and spent a great deal of time in nature and noticed that I felt a peacefulness with that. As I entered into adult life and life began to happen sort of to me, if you will, long story short, I ended up really making a conscious decision to turn my life, my will over to that divine source, to that highest loving source of all that is, that creative source. And in that practice, I began by praying and recognized that in order for me to live in flow with what I consider my intuition, which is for me the voice of that divine source, that innate wisdom and that higher level truth, that I had to learn to listen. I had to quiet my mind and quiet my body and make a practice of listening to what that guidance could be for me. And so I began a practice in my 20s of waking up in the morning, saying a prayer, setting an intention to turn my life and will over, that I could become an instrument of peace, of love, of kindness in the world. And then I just sat in stillness with no formal training, just cultivating a listening, quieting my body with my breath, and learning to notice my thoughts without giving any power to them, and tuning into the stillness that was always present beneath those thoughts. And that took practice. And so it began that way. Ultimately, I became a psychologist and eventually a shamanic medium. And I've been teaching clients and students how to practice various kinds of meditation for many years now, a couple decades. And what's come of that is that I would consider, as you, Terry, that it's the foundation of all soulful living, that anyone who wants to cultivate intuition or deepen a connection to their soul, the language can be funny. It doesn't really matter. Or connect more deeply to life itself will benefit from meditation.
I remember when I first was introduced to the Buddhist teachings and particularly Thich Nhat Hanh, and he would talk about, you know, peace being every step and working in the groups that supported his teachings, and they would consider every aspect of your life an opportunity to be meditative. And, you know, not the fingers in mudra necessarily type of meditation, but just as you were saying, you know, an opportunity to bring peace and calm into your life and let that be the foundation for how you move next, how you flow through life.
Right. And so if we want to live in harmony with life at our highest potential, really accessing it, then just like if we're going to go to the gym, we need to have a practice where we move into some form of stillness in order to strengthen the muscle of mindfulness or meditation in the quiet of our own space, so that when we're in the hustle bustle of life and life is happening to us, we have a muscle that's growing strong and a tool that we can turn to and bring with us it throughout the day. So we can learn to return to our breath. We can learn to practice compassionate witnessing of our reactions, of our mind. We can learn to calm our body. And once we cultivate a practice like that, we know, science has shown us, that we really benefit on multiple levels in terms of emotional well-being, physical well-being. We even have found, neuroscientists have done research that have found that meditation enhances the gray matter of the brain. And so somebody who practices meditation every day, a minimum of about 10 minutes a day, if they practice every day for 30 days, there will be an improvement in the gray matter or the frontal cortex of the brain. And it just takes about 10 minutes for every single day to cultivate that. And that was what led you and I to create this iMeditation project, because we're so passionate about our own personal practice and the benefits that you and I have both experienced, and you and I have both taught others how to meditate. We've witnessed it in other people's lives, that we want to share it with others. And so that's why we have this iMeditation project. And we want to do it in a way that's so easy, you know, so that it's guided for you, that it's in the first person, that it's just a simple way to step in. It's like, you know, if it's intimidating, because the idea of meditation can sound so intimidating if you've never done it.
And why do you think that is? You know, so I facilitated a workshop a couple of weeks ago, and the women in the workshop had been putting it off for so long. Each one of them had their own reasoning behind feeling, and had been, I don't want to use the word chastised, but had been told that the way they were doing it was wrong, and that they, you know, they weren't tuning in and they weren't giving themselves enough time. So, but why do you feel that the majority of people that are apprehensive to start a practice are afraid to step into it?
A couple of reasons. One, I think we don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we just don't even know where to begin. And I think that can be a stumbling block. I think we're also not sure that we can quiet our mind. And one of the things that I know when I teach, and I know you do the same, Terry, is to tell people you're not going right. to quiet your mind. So that I think can be very frightening to people, that I'm not going to be able to quiet this monkey mind of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And another is, I've had, at least from some of my students and clients, is, will this, you know, conflict with my faith, my religion, my spiritual practice? And absolutely not. You can take this meditation into your religious foundation and deepen that connection. Absolutely. There's Christian contemplation, Buddhist contemplation, Jewish contemplation, Muslim, and so on. So there's many different ways to enhance your own path. And then lastly, I think one of the issues is that we might be uncomfortable. We're in the habit of avoiding being still. We are a very do-oriented culture. We're supposed to always be doing something. We have many to-do lists. And we feel like we're supposed to be useful. This is, you know, this is part of the Western, particularly American culture. So to sit, to follow your breath, to witness your thoughts and calm your body without an agenda, really,
other than judgment.
Or judgment, exactly. And just to invite stillness and practice it, it's counterculture. Mm-hmm. So it's going to feel awkward at first, of course. That's why we did the eye meditations, to ease people into a practice so that they're shorter, so that they're simple, that you can feel like you can do it and not, you know, freak out and get overwhelmed and move beyond that intimidation.
Listeners, I'm chatting with Lori Lipton, and we are talking about meditation. And particularly, this is Meditation Month. Lori and I have collaborated on a project. It's called the Eye Meditation Project. You can find all of the information here on the Soulful Living page at Empower Radio. You know, for me, I call this practice, you know, the foundation. I know Lori uses it as, it's a signature in her life as well. And both of us come from a shamanic way of living. So it is the art of impeccable soul care. It is honoring yourself by beginning a practice that is compassionate, that helps you develop more peace and calm in your life in a way that can be done. You know, before I broke in here, you mentioned we are a doing society, and we are. And it seems like so many people are afraid to just be, you know, to go from doing to being. And at the beginning of my intro, I talked about being outside, you know, you being a nature lover as well. And those were the days that you were encouraged to be, to just go out, to be, and not get distracted. It seems like in the last 20 plus years, with the internet and connectivity expanding beyond our wildest imaginations, there are seemingly less opportunities to be. However, we know that you can make a choice to change that.
That's right. It's true. We are inundated with information. You know, we are in a 24-hour news cycle. We have social media. We all have some kind of cell phone device. Everybody is plugged in all the time. And our mentality is that we're meant to be available to anybody and everyone at all times. It's counterproductive. It doesn't serve our health. It doesn't serve our mental or emotional well-being. It reduces our ability to concentrate. It actually increases our anxiety and stress. So we owe it to ourselves. We exercise, we eat right. We brush our teeth every day. We try to get enough sleep. We do things to take good care of our health. Meditation needs to be one of those tools that we use to enhance our health. And it can start with just 10 minutes a day. But we have to commit to it. We have to say, I'm going to do this for 10 minutes. I'm going to use a guided form to assist me or not, and I'm going to set the right environment so there won't be any interruptions, and I'm just going to take these 10 minutes to get quiet, to get into a comfortable position, to settle, to close my eyes, to breathe, to let thoughts flow without any judgment, and to allow myself to discover the blessing of meditation.
Well, and one of the really beautiful things that I love about developing a practice is that when I find myself stressed out, because I'm human, right?
Yeah.
You know, when I find myself stressed out, I don't have to be in that comfortable position because I've developed a practice, you know, that when I'm in the height of a situation that's making me feel super stressed out and my adrenaline is screaming, I can resort to that practice wherever I'm at.
Absolutely. And this is critical. that we, our practice, right, our daily morning practice goes with us throughout the day. So it's just like if you go to the gym, the health benefits last all day. You build your muscles, you build up endurance. The same is true with meditation. If you practice in the morning and then you find yourself in the day thrown, triggered, you know, somebody says something to you or cuts you off in traffic, you have the ability now to tune into your breath, to calm your body, to move yourself out of the fight or flight response in the amygdala of the brain, the reactive brain, back into the witnessing brain.
And it's amazing. So we collaborated together and we created 5 different meditations in this first series, and we call it the Empowerment Series. We have a color chakra meditation, a prosperity meditation, a self-love meditation, a gratitude meditation, and an empowerment meditation. We each contributed to this, and we had, I'm getting chills from head to toe, we had an amazing digital musician provide some music for our soundtracks. Lori, why don't you tell us a little bit about that musician before we head off here?
So the musician is actually a composer who has a background in sound technologies and has studied and understands how to use music to help us access deep meditative states. And he happens to be a beautiful man named Frederick Russ and my husband. So, but this is one of his specialties. He's a composer for films and trailers, but he has this background where he understands the healing components of sound technology and embedded those sound technologies into our meditation to deepen your practice so that you get an accelerated benefit from each one of our eye meditations.
They're pretty amazing. You know, some of the feedback that we've gotten has been really much more than either one of us would have expected. You know, people who have been listening for 30 days that created a practice and have found profound results. That's not the reason why we put this out here. We're not here to say you're going to change your life and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. We would just love for everyone to create some type of practice that helps them achieve that place of calm, that place of center that they can resort to, that will help heal their lives on so many different levels. So Lori, as we go further on this project, we'll be bringing out different types of meditations and opportunities to practice it even further, maybe a monthly meditation group, both online and offline. And give the listeners quickly a little bit about where they can find you and some of the work that you personally are going to be bringing out. We've got about 2 minutes left, so I'd love to be able to share the work that you've got going on.
Well, I, you know, I'm at LoriLipton.com. I have a practice in Bloomfield Hills. I have a soulful living group that starts, it'll be on for 8 Tuesdays, beginning on May 9th from 6:30 to 8:30. And that's just one support group where people can come and learn to meditate and deepen their practice. And then there's other events that I offer both with Terry and solo, but we really have a very similar approach to life where we are here to empower people to live from their heart and soul, to live their best lives. So you can go to my events page and you can find the programs that speak to your heart and soul. Our intention is to invite everybody, as many people as possible on the planet, into a meditation practice that serves them. because we're interested in creating a peaceful and kind and loving world. And we know that personal practice is the means to do that.
Yeah, because everything begins within, right? So
that's
it's
right.
Up to us to cultivate it in ourselves so that we can expand that love and light out into to the rest of the world, to the cosmos, for every being that exists. Well, sister, thank you so much for being here with me today. I offer you a virtual hug and the deepest bow.
I bow deeply to you and to all the listeners. I honor the light within you. And thank you, Terry, for having me on your show today.